Yes, we finally got him on. It's been ages. We've been getting loads of requests for you, mate. Just want to let people know the reason that we've took so long to get you is trying to find somewhere in Edinburgh that you're no bard for. No, I'm kidding on. That was a long time ago, mate. You're a changed man now. An agent now as well.
Aye. It's a new venture now, basically. So it's hard work, obviously. It's just trying to recruit the now. So, as I say, we got our first wee player into Hibs a couple of weeks ago. So
brilliant.
Delighted with that.
My contract's at the end of the season, mate. Might be able to make a score out of that now. Get us a move.
As much as that.
But must be good to be back here at Easter Road, eh? You still come back to games and stuff like that?
Aye, as I say, I took the wee man to his first game a couple of weeks ago against Kilmarnock, funny enough. So he enjoyed it. He lasted about 70 minutes before he started getting a bit fidgety. So aye, I set him over at my wee bra for the last 20 minutes. He was fine, so I'll be coming on. Back a lot more of him, I think.
Does he realise like how big a player you were for Hibs?
Nah, he's only three.
He's
only just started really liking football and that now, so that's him, what to kick the ball about the hoose and that now, so.
Just want to smoke it?
Aye. It's left peg though.
Is he left peg? That must be a killer for you.
Aye.
But you could kick it with both, couldn't you?
Aye, but I think maybe a left peg, it's, you very rarely kick with your right if you're left pegged, I think.
Bit more style though. Anyway.
Aye, looks better.
Some memories at this place. I wanted to ask you, what's your best memories, Easter Road?
You would have to probably say, obviously, is scoring against Hearts, obviously, if you've been a Hibs fan all your days. So that's probably the biggest game you look forward to, I would say, in my eyes.
And you miss it? Miss playing?
Aye, you miss playing. Definitely you miss playing. As I say, I went back to one of my pals' teams Saturday amateur or whatever, pub teams, basically.
Was so, it, huh?
Aye, so, but as I say, it was good just to get out rather than watching Sky Sports Saturday or Soccer Saturday or whatever, so it was good just getting
still a wee kicking a ball, mate. Exactly. Right, we'll go back to when you were younger. Grew up a Hibs fan, joined Touchy Vale. How was that upbringing for you? Because they're so famous in bringing players through.
I started off at Poulton Sporting Club. We had actually a good team in that at Poulton, so then I went to Granton Sports and we had another few players. Big Gaz played with me at Granton.
Did he?
Aye.
What age did you first meet Gaz?
I think maybe about 9, 10-ish.
Right, wow.
Aye, so Big Gaz played up. But Gaz was always that size at that age, so
surely
he was still a
size.
Big unit. Well, maybe not as what he is now, but aye, still a big laddie back then. So we had a good team there at Granton and that. Dean Shields. Who went to Sunderland and that, I think you remember. I think he's maybe at Brecon now.
I play against
Brecon. Aye, so we had a really good team back then. Eventually I moved to Hutchie Vale, which was about for the last few years before obviously signed professional. We had obviously a really good team. Hutchie always had good teams when you were young.
How
so.
Come they produced so many good players, Hutchinson?
I don't
good
know what
is.
I don't know. I think maybe their parents or whatever, just they must have the scouts or whatever go about and try and maybe pick the good players for the other teams or whatever, but they've always seemed to have good players that have come through.
Were you always that wee guy that scored all the goals?
Aye, scored quite a lot of goals.
Always wide or up front?
If I was up front, I was normally be a big guy.
Gaz?
I didn't play with Gaz at Hutchie.
No,
he wasn't good enough. he went to Salvey.
Right, okay.
Gaz went to Salvey. Uh-huh. But that was another good team at our age group. But we were just normally just a bit ahead.
Uh-huh. And then what, playing for Hutchie, Hibs scout came and watched you and asked
it
you?
It was Martin Ferguson, I think, at the time.
Right.
Alex Burr.
Oh, right, okay.
So, then me Parky obviously got involved and I used to come in on the like school breaks and stuff and come in at 16. I think it was a handshake agreement with Alec Miller, I think it was at the time.
Right.
Then I signed with Hibs, obviously, with Alec McLeish. And that was it for there on in.
How happy were you to sign for Hibs, obviously, growing up as a fan?
Aye, delighted, buzzing. Obviously, aye. Used to come and watch. You've seen a football player, he'd be buzzing, like wee Mickey Weir or Kevin Harper or that, Keith Wright, anybody like that. You've seen any player, you know
Tony
what it's like.
Rougie.
Tony Rougie was brilliant as well, aye.
Player, wasn't he?
Aye, he was brilliant. So as I say, it was just brilliant to
come in.
Sign Hibs. I used to be at the games all the time when I was a wee laddie, so.
You're a wee casual?
I actually got chucked out of the old terracing back there, I snapped a chair. I was only a wee lad, right, but the Hibs fans weren't happy with me. It was Paul Wright, I think, scored for round about halfway line for Kilmarnock over Jim Leighton. I didn't mean it, obviously, so I stamped on the seat, isn't that? Stamped on the seat and it snapped, and unfortunately I got lobbed out for it. I must have only been about, I don't know, 13, 14 or something.
Brilliant. Right, you mentioned Parky there. I know he was a massive influence, Donald Park. How good a coach is he, and how good was he for bringing young boys like yourself through?
Wee Parky was brilliant. He's probably done it for me through football. I think everybody you ask about Wee Parky is brilliant. Used to go bananas at us, like, so you had hard work, obviously, for the group that we had back then. Yeah. So, but coaching in that, brilliant.
Was he hard on you? Was he like tough on you?
Aye, it was hard. If you weren't doing it right, you would know about it. So
that stay with you throughout your career, huh?
I think you always need sort of a bit somebody you look up to, like scared wise, a bit of authority. I think you always need that in a manager, and Parky certainly did it, but I had a brilliant laugh with you as well. So
And his coaching's excellent.
His coaching's brilliant. As I say, Parky always wanted me to get into coaching and stuff, but I just didn't fancy it.
Get yourself on it, mate. You'll be brilliant at it. Right, I want to talk about the young boys you came through. Bruni, Gaz, Whitaker, Fletcher. How good was that coming through with your pals?
Aye, as I say, I think me and Gaz were the year above.
A bit older than them.
Aye. We were in before Tomo and Bruni and that. Bruni sort of broke in, I think, the same time as me with Bobby.
Right.
I think Bruni was right back or right wing or something when he first broke in.
Crazy, eh?
But as you say, Bruni was charged about everywhere. still does. Maybe not as fast as he used to be, but that's what he's always been like. So it was brilliant. You can't be it if you're playing with all people you like and that, then out on a Saturday in front of you, obviously. I don't know what the crowds were back then when Mowbray and that was like 18,000 and that. So it used to be full quite a lot the days, so enjoyed it. Really good.
Can you remember your first call up to train with the first team?
I think it was
Alex McLeish.
As in playing?
To go and train and kind of get involved.
Train was Alex McLeish, aye. Which was quite scary, aye. he used to have a bit about himself, obviously, in training. He used to join in and that. I think the players used to hate it when he used to join in, because obviously he used to go bananas at players and that, like, maybe not so much at me and Big Gaz, because I think we were sort of the only two young ones that trained when we were that age. It was round about 17, 18-ish we would get the old call, and obviously it helped Gaz as well, because he was in quicker, obviously, being a big laddie back then. But it was always us two. But he was brilliant manager as well.
And did McLeish put it a bit when he joined in?
Definitely, aye.
What, he'd smash people,
aye. Definitely a bad loser, like.
Was he?
Aye.
Brilliant, eh?
Aye.
Just on Big Guys, talk us through the tattoo you got one summer.
I think he come back from Tenerife or something. As you know, Big Gaz is a big laddie. And he loved all his designer gear and that. Prada and Armani, I think, was the main thing back then, were young laddies. And he's coming, obviously, he's coming to the showers and he's got his, obviously, his arms out. He's got the smallest Armani eagle tattoo on his arm, and it was the worst tattoo I've possibly seen for the size of that arm that he's got. You see now, he's obviously he got them covered up with a big cross that he got done. So, that's Big Gaz for you, though.
See, just on the older boys, how did they take young guys like you and Gaz winding them up and stuff like that?
I think, as I say, when we were first in before Bruni and Tomo and all of that and Whitaker, we had the older group, obviously you had a lot of them for the West and that, used to stay in the West End Hotel and that, at Parky's Hotel. You know what it's like yourself getting bullied and that for the older ones, when you used to get battered all the time and basically stripped and tied to things. And
who were the older players that would be in that?
Big Liam O'Sullivan, there's no here anymore, he died obviously.
Grant Bremner, guys like that.
Oh, the Tam
McManus.
Tam was one of them. You had Rido and Sean Madeira and all that. That was the sort of age group they were in, the reserves and that. And Jaffa and that. Big Dempsey, remember the Dempseys? Mark and Alan Dempsey and that. As I say, you used to get tied to poles and
stripped and all that.
Aye. Boot polished everywhere.
Tell everyone, what was Tam McManus's nickname?
The necklace.
How come?
Every time somebody scored or that, he was round their neck basically trying to get in the footy.
That sounds like Tam.
I think it was actually Brebs that actually started calling him that.
Brilliant. See, just the other older boys, obviously, Sozy and Latipi, how good were guys like they two?
that's when I first started training with them, and it was obviously, you're nervous when you're a young laddie and that, and even just getting the ball away, you were obviously scared to do that, but ridiculous. I mean, I always used to try and practice a wee touch that a lot of people used to do. It was just brilliant. He just used to do that wee check with the shoulder and he's away. Mm-hmm. He was shit hot at it, and Sozy was just ridiculous.
Would they guys always stay behind after training and work on things?
Nah, wee Russell was laid back, I would say.
Was he?
He basically had a cigar out.
You
came what he's like. I was his boot boy, which I was very lucky to do.
Were you a good boot boy?
I think I was all right,
Can't imagine you being good, to be honest.
I was all right, to be fair. You have to be for somebody like that. Mm-hmm. So you're scared, obviously, because I think wee Russell was feeler. Had everything feeler back then.
Right.
Obviously, if you get a good boot boy, you always used to talk about, what'd you get and all that. So, as I say, when coming to the end of the season, I was delighted I got a McDonald's gold card. So, the halfy Poulton was fed every day.
What he gave you, a McDonald's gold card,
and you could just use it. You got a medium meal. Every time you just basically popped it out.
Did Big Bobby Williamson ever ask him?
I didn't know if he...
He was there at the time?
Aye.
He'd have been on one if he was.
Oh, defo.
I want to talk about Bobby because he's a legend on this show as well. And his eating habits. Any stories to add to it? Stephen Dobie's told us about the Rizzlers and the cheeseburgers. Gary O'Connor's told us about the... he was the toast. The toast in his office was always smelling on.
Aye. I can't remember. Some cunt shouting me... take the gaffer lunch. I was like, all right, no problem. So I can't remember what I was doing, maybe cleaning balls or whatever. That's obviously used to do that back in the days. So fired through and I was like, fuck is he? So I go through. He's like, Deeks. So I said, aye. So Pat Frew is obviously he's in the bathroom there. So Frew's he's got a plate of toast. Just sitting at the side of the bath with his banger hanging out. Started talking away to me. It was quite obviously.
He was the manager.
Like, aye, man. I'm just talking away to him. Aye, no problem. Just sitting there in the bath. So, aye, that was an experience. Basically.
Was he a great guy?
Aye, brilliant.
Good for young kids.
Aye, I think I went on loan. I think he put me on loan. I went to Cowden Beef, which I really enjoyed. I think only played three games or something. Scored a few goals. With Keith Wright was the manager then. I got called back. I only lasted maybe three games, I think. Then they called me back. Then I was sort of disappointed. I think I remember I come back, then we played Motherwell, I think, and I didn't play or that. So I was sort of, I was enjoying it. So you're playing on a Saturday, then obviously out on a Saturday night with your pals or whatever. But then eventually, then I think I got my chance. I think maybe Tam went off with dehydration, I think. Dehydration. So he's come over.
Talking too much.
I think it was my first touch, and it was a free kick. I think it was against Livingston. So, and then for then on, you just go
and
try. Aye, for then on, you've just got to go and try and sort of keep yourself in the team. And I sort of done that, and I think Bobby realised that then.
See, when you were coming on for your debut, you nervous?
My debut was with Sozy.
Right.
And it was at Tynecastle, funny enough. But my first touch was nearly. Our goal, funny enough, it was, I think it was Niemi, maybe it tipped it round the post. I think we scored for the corner for it, so you were nervous.
Did you know you were going to be going on?
I know I was on the bench, but as I say, so I think Sozy obviously thought I was obviously decent. Aye, me and obviously Big Gaz back then, but aye, that was quite nerve wracking at Tynecastle. That. I think you see the photo of the strip, my strip's absolutely gigantic on me.
I want to ask you about another story. Pre-match walk, Matthias Jack.
Aye. as you know, Matthias Jack was quite a hard cunt, so... he didn't sort of want to cross him all the times. He was quite... no arrogant, but... he wasn't much of a joker or that with us, but... I can't remember what we'd done at the table or something. He went bananas at me and... I think it was... I was sunny day with boots. I had like a... maybe a spanner in my hand. Then obviously we got split up. Obviously I had the spanner. I had the spanner, so I had a wee bit of chance. But we got split up basically, and I think I was only about 18-ish. But as you say, Matthias Jack was a big guy. But after that, we got him brilliantly. But I was shite myself basically for him.
See, when you and Gaz were playing in the first team, and you started to see the likes of Tomo, Bruni, and Whitaker coming through, did you realise straight away how good they were?
I think it was strange back then. I think when Bobby all played, like our young ones coming through, you see it a lot now, obviously, with the clubs and that, a lot of young players get a chance. But back then, it wasn't a lot of young players got a chance in the days. I think we're really lucky to basically have all the players coming through at that time. I didn't think that'll happen again with the amount of players that did come through. I mean, even Fletcher and that wasn't getting a game at some point, so, and it shows you where he's went to.
So what do you think, Bobby? Just seen someone in them that he thought will give these boys a chance?
Aye, well, as I said, Bobby gave us a chance and I think it sort of worked with us, especially then, obviously, managers change and that, but aye, as I say, enjoyed it with KB and Clarke and that. It was good days.
Played some great football, eh?
It was good, to be fair. I think we got really good when Mowbray come in. I think we could pass the ball about no problem and that. When we first broke in, I think obviously when you're a young laddie at 18 and that, you're just chasing the ball like a bear, basically. So
I'm still doing that, mate.
But when Mowbray and that, obviously we had older players blended in and that with us, which I think we had a really good team with Mowbray.
What is it Mowbray is good at? Just coaching?
For me, I was delighted because it wasn't the pre-season. It was mere shooting and running, which for me was perfect. And it just shows you it didn't matter that then.
Did he pull you all the young boys in and say, listen, you're going to be the main players in this team then?
Maybe individually he says he would want the same things for you.
And did you always say, like, playing Celtic and Rangers and that, did you always fancy you could win those games?
I think we could, aye. I just thought the players that we had, I mean, Tomo and Bruni in the middle, they were brilliant. I mean, you had Tomo win the ball, great passer and that, and Bruni, you know what, Bruni was like, he'd charge about every inch of the park, and Boozelin as well on his game.
Player, oh, yeah.
Frightening. And you had Glassie or that to step in, and it's not even that, you had like me, Big Gaz, Shieldsy, wee Dean Shields that Moga brought in, David Murphy, Caldwell. I mean, they've all played quite high levels. And Gary Smith probably never got much credit, but he probably never had a bad game. He was always steady.
I think Gary Caldwell was underrated. See, I thought he was a great football player.
I used to have arguments with Caldwell all the time.
You did?
Aye.
Why?
He just used to boot your boot in that and training. He kind of hated it. So I Mowbray know what we were like. We're bitching each other basically all the time, arguing that. And I used to just try and two-footer him, and he's not even have the ball now. And Mowbray sort of knew what we were like, so. But Caldwell just used to get up and get on with it and that, but I used to spit the dummy as soon as he stands on the back of your Achilles and that, and he would not even mean it, or stand on your toes and that, so. But I got on really well with Caldwell and that, so. I think back then the team was really good, and you had Whittaker obviously right back, so you had
I'll
Murphy
tell you
left
something.
Back.
Stephen Dobie said that he thought Stephen Whittaker was the best player at the whole bunch.
Aye, gone forward.
He said he had everything. I had 2 feet.
2 feet. See, you could play a midfielder that. I think the gaffer plays him sitting midfield now. So he's always been technically brilliant. Stretches in. I think he gets his legs over his neck and that. He's one of. Aye, he is definitely.
Saturday night, or is that just anything?
I don't know what he'd done, but get his legs in that. Aye, Mr. Stretch, like, but both fitted, frightening shooting and that. I liked him. I thought he was brilliant. I think back then the only downfall was probably his defending. And I think other players would probably say that to you as well. Mm. But a great athlete and a great career he's had.
And would you all get on with each other?
Aye.
Nah,
to be honest, no. See, you had like, it was probably Bruni, Tomo and Whittaker. And Fletch was wee jinky.
Wee jinky
as well, a brilliant wee player.
Yeah.
When he was breaking through.
Aye.
That would be, you know what I mean? Obviously, I didn't even go out much with Big Gaz.
No.
So obviously, I'm from Edinburgh, so they weren't really Edinburgh boys.
Uh-huh. See, just on your relationship with Big Guys, he said it was just telepathic on the pitch. Would you go along with that?
Aye.
And why do you think that was just because you played with each other for so long?
For young, probably, aye. For, well, say, 9, 10 year old.
Mm-hmm. And how good was he?
I think Gaz is ideal. Probably English Premier League striker, I would say.
You think so, eh?
Aye. Definitely big, strong, fast, both fitted, good in the air.
He takes credit for Lee Griffiths' finishing and your finishing. Who's a better finisher, you or him?
Oh, easily.
Yeah?
Aye. Well, that's just my left foot. Nah, but Gaz, to be honest, Gaz was brilliant, both footed. I think you need that if you want to be a top striker. I think you've got to be both fitted. Mm. If you're a striker, in my eyes, that's what I would want.
Do you didn't see enough of that, young kids nowadays, both fitted?
I would say it bugs me, and see when you see all these players on 100 grand a week or whatever in the English Premier League, and you know what they're doing, you know straight away they're trying to get back onto their right fit. Mm. I mean, you're defending, you just show them the left all day. They didn't want shooting the left. So I think you've got to be both fitted.
How did you get so good with your 2 feet?
I practised.
What, after training?
Practised all the time. See, even like when I was a young laddie, if I took it round the goalie, that would hit him in my left.
Just to, and
I used to, I used to practice, and I used to always try and hit hard with my left. No, bending it, that was mere far.
You're right.
Whipping it. This one, I used to, Albert's. Remember Albert's, uh-huh, that left peg? I always used to try and hit that far away post that used to always do. I'd smoke it, if you know what I mean.
Smoke it, I know, right, what you mean, mate. I've heard that a few times. So there,
that's,
you go.
What I always used to look, practice, that left fit.
Practice, right, is everything, mate.
Practice, mate, it's perfect. It does. I used to, as you see, you probably see at Celtic and that when we were there, of free kicks and that. I could shoot all day if the ball come back to me, mm-hmm, when you're practicing. You've got a goalie and that's fine.
Talking about goals, mate. Top scorer for Hibs for 3 seasons when Tony Mowbray was there. Did I get to a stage where you just thought, I need to move on?
Well, I think it was contracts. I had a contract. Then it broke down. I think Mowbray wanted me to see how good I was, basically. But I'd already been offered a contract. So basically it was taken away again, if that makes sense. Mm. So then I had to go and prove myself again with Mowbray, but which I did anyway. So, and I think basically the contracts brought down, I can't remember how long I had left then, maybe a year or something. Obviously, I had clubs try to buy me for the years before it and that, so...
Can you say what clubs?
I think it was Cardiff, Leeds, Nuremberg, Anderlecht. I think they were actually all money at Rangers, obviously. Mm. Celtic were obviously...
And why have you never attempted to go?
Happy in Edinburgh, to be fair. Money wasn't
a big thing?
No. To be honest, I was... Alec McLeish gave me a 5-year contract. I think it was when I was 18. Aye, because my contract run down, I think when I was 23. So he just signed with Rangers basically 2 weeks after he gave me the 5-year contract, which I was delighted for. Mm-hmm. And that basically ran down.
So see how you're an Edinburgh boy, and obviously you're a top scorer and you're going out in Edinburgh. Is it hard to keep your feet on the ground when you're out every Saturday night in Edinburgh?
I've got millions of pals and cousins and that met out with all my days, so it's just the same as everybody else, but I think you just get more noticed, obviously. If you're doing well at football, you're going to get probably more noticed or more grief or whatever.
So how did you get banned from places? Just too drunk?
A lot of rubbish, to be honest.
Was it?
Aye.
Misunderstood?
Totally misunderstood. I mean, obviously, everybody's the angels, so... I mean, there's some things, but I mean, the Unite band thing's the biggest lot of rubbish I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm. Would managers pull you up on that for it?
To be fair, you probably all know yourselves, it's, you know what Dorman's like. I mean, mm-hmm, Dorman can hit you with any excuse. You're not getting in a place, so. It's just the same as going anywhere else, but for me in Edinburgh, obviously, it was different.
Mm-hmm. But would managers pull you and try and get you to stop going?
No, because other players were all gone out and that, so I didn't see why I was any different. I've always said that. I says, I'm no different from any other player that goes out. I just seem to get, you know what, good players always get grief, mm-hmm, for fans or whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, probably Lennon and that's had it other days. Bruni gets it. Mm-hmm. And obviously I was one of the good players back at Hibs back then, so.
Would you give them a bit back, though?
Obviously, aye. I mean, everybody gets brought up different, so. I would say everybody gets brought up different and they've got different groups of pals or whatever, cousins or whatever who you're with, so everybody treats a situation different, basically, aye.
Right, so leaving Hibs, why did you end up leaving in the end?
Celtic coming, that's what it was.
Can you remember the first time you heard Celtic were interested?
I think it was for a wee while. I don't know if it went over a windy or whatever.
Right.
And they left it to our window and they got it cheaper or whatever.
And was it an agent or that they told you?
No, it would have been my agent, aye.
Mm-hmm. So why do you want to go to Celtic?
I think just basically because half my family is Celtic fans, so and it was only an hour along the road, so probably a homeboy thing as well, with the family and stuff. So an hour along the road just seemed perfect, and obviously with Celtic playing in Europe and Champions League and that, and obviously more chance of getting Scotland setups and stuff. And obviously, I mean, Celtic are massive. Celtic Rangers are absolutely huge clubs all over the world, you can that. So, I mean, America and that as well, it's go anywhere with Celtic and that. Everywhere. Everywhere.
But Rangers came in for you as well, why did you not go there?
To be fair, I didn't have to make the choice because they didn't pay enough money. Or obviously to Hibs that they wanted. So,
and what,
I think I got left on the bench, I think, when we beat Rangers. Because I think they tried to put a bid in basically before. I think it was maybe the cup game, beat them 3-1. I think so.
So you have a team like Hibs, who you supported all your life, offered you the same amount of money, would you have stayed here? Is money such a big thing?
Aye, I would have stayed here.
Would you?
Aye.
But you just thought, I need to make a better life for my family. Mm-hmm. So Celtic manager at the time, Gordon Strachan, can you remember speaking to him for the first time?
Aye, came to my ma's.
Did he? Came to my ma's.
Came to my ma's.
How did you find him when you first, what was he like when he first came in?
Just usual chirpy.
But charming?
Aye. Aye.
Did your mum like him?
Mum didn't really have
much to say now. And what did he say to you when you came? Did he say you're going to be my main player, you're going to play every week?
Aye, just says don't worry about any other players or that. As far as I could remember with him, but a new manager can give you a thing that you've got to play or that. No matter who you are, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. And see, when you went to Celtic, did you realise the step up in standards straight away? Because you played with great players at Hibs as well.
To be fair, no, I thought the standard was good at Hibs. We had brilliant players. Well, there you go. Bruni's captain Celtic the last 10 years, so or whatever, how long he's been since he got made captain, maybe 7, 8 years or something, I don't know, 6. Mm-hmm. So, to be fair, the training was really good. And obviously, I look up to players. When I first went to Celtic, you had Lennon and that. Petrov, big Jan Venny, Guri Hesling, big name. When you're back there, Boric and Nakamura, and that, I mean, Nakamura was absolutely frightening.
Did it surprise you how good he was?
Aye, brilliant. I mean, can you say, he was, didn't get the ball away, basically.
In the boxes, he was frightening, wasn't he?
Yeah, free kicks and that. I mean, I used to practice well with free kicks and unreal.
But you're a confident guy, so did you back yourself?
Aye.
When you got, I could play ahead of these guys.
Aye, as I say, it's. I know I have my finishing's always been my. I know any 30 yards out, I feel confident. Same as probably Lee Griffiths is now. Mm-hmm. I feel when Lee Griffiths gets on the boys, got a good chance of scoring for 30 yards inwards. Mm-hmm.
So, do you think maybe Scottish players get overlooked at teams like Celtic?
I think probably back then, I think maybe Scottish players got overlooked, but when you look now with English Premier League, there's loads of Scottish players that have done brilliant. MacArthur, absolutely brilliant for Crystal Palace. I know. I mean, I suppose for a manager, you've got to hopefully your face fits. I would say.
Right. Okay. Mark Wilson says it took him a year to stop getting nervous training with these guys. Were you similar or were you completely different?
I think Wobble was always nervous. He was always like that. He was always quiet, wasn't he, Wobble? But aye, lovely guy. There's another one. He never really had a bad game. He was always steady, if that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think nervous is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I get nervous in that playing with Hibs, so I think it's a good thing that you're nervous because it just keeps you on your toes a bit, I think. Scared to get the ball away, whatever. So
just want to do well.
Aye, basically.
You mentioned the big names, Lennon and stuff like that. You sat next to him in the dressing room, didn't you? How was he with you?
I thought he was brilliant. He was brilliant with me, to be fair. I got on really well with Lennon. I look up to players like that, captain especially. And he helped. I think he helped a lot.
What, just wee bits of advice here and there?
Aye,
wee
bits of advice and stuff. Aye. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I sat next to him in the changing room, so I thought Lennon was brilliant. A lot of people, obviously, weren't keen on him and that, but to me he was
top man.
Brilliant. I thought it was.
Who nice. Who was a good laugh in that Celtic dressing room?
Obviously you had Bruni when he first come.
Was he daft at
him? Aye.
What sort of stuff would he do?
Oh, I don't know. Is anybody, did they tell you about the Presley one?
No.
We ate bananas. I think we were in Switzerland. So it was me, me, Bruni, and Aidan, I think it was. And I had a big, massive jug of water. You can what Elvis is like. He's, come on now, boys. Like, dead
chaps. So,
aye. Chaps, aye. And a diving, cheating bastard in training. And
obviously, oh,
all the time, I hated him in training, like booting them. So, in the rooms, basically, so I said to Bruno, we'll put a bucket against his door. So, and he's done it. Bruno's done it, obviously. So he's took the bait and done it. So he's placing it against it. So anyway, it's come to like, I think it was like a rest time or whatever. It was pre-season, obviously. So Elvis is open the door. And I swear to God, the room must have been absolutely soaked. I mean, like, drenched, and Elvis flipped, like...
Did he?
Aye.
Did he not so use?
Well, it's no rocket science. It's got to be kicking about one of us, eh? So he's at the table for, obviously, our lunch or breakfast. I can't remember what, if it was early or whatever. Started growling at me. I said, didn't he growl at me? It wasn't me. So... Brilliant. I didn't think anybody admitted to it, to be honest, but he went bananas. I think maybe somebody says it was Bruni or whatever and flipped it Bruni. Like, that was the first time I've sort of seen Elvis like that. He wasn't happy. Like,
did he get his in back now?
Nah.
But did you and Bruni know you should turn people's rooms upside down as well?
Aye. Aye. I mean, when you're young, you're like that, eh? That probably happens every club.
Uh-huh. So what would you do, get somebody's room key?
Basically, aye.
And just turn the room upside down,
aye. Or somebody walking away, you would try and keep the door open.
Some boy, right. A guy came to Celtic who I know he was your mate, and he's an absolute cult hero. You know all the cult heroes in the show: Williamson, Gary O'Connor, but the biggest one, Tommy Gravesen.
Aye,
you were his mate, weren't you?
Oh, brilliant!
Can you remember how you got so close?
Probably playing in the reserve.
Thinking these are our shit. What are we doing playing this?
I'll get up with some reserve team anyway.
Hopeless.
Aye, we were decent, weren't we? That reserve team we had. Aye. I mean, you ken all the older players that come into the team. It was Elvis, Tommy, myself. Obviously, we had you, Jim O'Brien, me, McGlinchey, and that coming through. Big Bobo as well.
Big Bobo played there. He's a gentleman as well, Big Bobo, isn't he?
Aye. Like nicest
Tommy,
guy.
Tell us a few Tommy Gravesen stories. You used to be a Call of Duty daft, didn't you?
Call of Duty, every day. To be fair, I've not played with it. I've lost his gamer tag and that on it, so I'm absolutely devastated. But the abuse I used to get for him on it was ridiculous. He was shit hot at it, obviously. He was still playing it, obviously, when he's staying over in Vegas.
Vegas,
So, brilliant guy, but I remember him... And Strachan's talking away and that on the training pitch, and Tommy would be just behind them like that, if I'd give him that. But as I say, I didn't think they'd really seen eye to eye and end up. I thought Tommy was brilliant, he was like a big kid.
But did you know, say, like, you would play at all hours in the morning?
Aye, there used to be loads of us on. Lee Naylor, a couple of his pals, and that. I think it was Lee Carsley as well. That was Tommy's mate. Myself, Clarkson and that from Motherwell, Big Mick was on it. Try to think.
Would you try to see when you try to go off
Willow,
like two or three in the morning with these? Don't go anywhere, lad.
Aye, he was hardcore on it, to be fair. Like,
was he?
Aye.
Did he not get up to like second in the world or something?
Wouldn't surprise me. He used to get sheer abuse out on it anyway.
He's a madman, wasn't he?
But brilliant. What a
remember,
guy.
Remember he used to be morning training? Even if you just
restart the game.
Restart the game, lad. If you're not happy, lad, go and work in Sainsbury's.
It was brilliant, as I said. He was couldn't get any more down to earth.
And did you still speak to him after he left Celtic?
Aye, when he was in Vegas, aye. But as I say, I've lost his phone number and his gamer tag, so I changed my gamer tag. He's probably devastated, he's lost me.
What I want to ask you as well, when you came to Celtic, were you told you were coming as a winger or a striker, and what would have been your preference?
As I say, you know, happy to play anywhere. I mean, I played left midfield with Yogi for a bit. And I didn't mind it. When with Mowbray, we played a 4-2-3-1. So I was out on that left side for cutting in all the time, obviously.
Lazy winger role, no tracky backy.
Aye-ish. I thought I worked hard, like, in my head. But as I say, I tried my hardest. I'm not the best defender, and I'd admit that to anybody, but if that's where you play, if that's where you blame me, I scored my goals, so I think I chipped him in my fair amount of goals. So that's what in my head I was there today.
So how long into the Celtic career did you start to think this is not going as I expected?
Probably a year, I would say. Mm-hmm. Aye.
And is that hard for a player
I think my first start I scored.
Right.
You know, I seem to just get pat back out again.
And were you ever told why now?
Nah, it wouldn't matter anyway, because managers tell lies anyway.
So did you ever think about leaving in that first year, or was it just kind of wait and see how it goes?
For me, no, I know the first year. I mean, obviously, I was playing with you in the reserve, so you were playing and...
Having a laugh.
Aye, but as I say, you're still doing well and you're not playing. It does play in your head, obviously. I wanted to be playing. Obviously, I wanted to play the highest level we can. Then I wanted to get out and play, and I didn't think they let me go on loan, I think, at one point, where I wanted to just get out and play that I could do well.
Because you started to get a decent run in the team midway through your first season, chipped in with a couple of goals. Did you start to think, like, this is it now?
Can't really remember, but as I say, at the time when you're playing, you want to play all the time. You just got to try and keep your space in it. I think Aidan played left midfield then, which it didn't mind me, because I thought Aidan was brilliant on the left. It was just his final ball back then. And obviously they had a lot of high hopes for Aidan coming through. But as I say, I thought I could have played up front, whereas obviously the manager didn't think it was suited to me up front.
And did he ever give you a reason why, now?
No, that I remember.
Did you feel like no matter what you'd done, it kind of, you weren't going to be that guy that played every week?
Probably if you look back then, I probably thought I wasn't in my place, was safe. But I suppose a lot of players probably think that, unless you're probably a centre-half, where most of them play, the defence normally is the same most times, or if you're captain, you're basically got to play.
I mean, you training well and stuff like that, is it?
As far as I'm concerned, I've trained well in that, aye.
Did you enjoy wee starting training?
I thought the training was really good. Liked it. It was always high intensity and stuff, you know. Just know what it's like when it's high intensity. People get pissed off when they get beaten, that, and there's always loads of arguments. So that's when you can, it's good. Once there's no arguments and stuff, you know, it's sort of dull.
Is that maybe the difference between Celtic and Hibs, the competitiveness of training and stuff like that, they want to win?
To be honest, not. I thought we trained well in that, Hibs. I just think because we were obviously really young in that then, you're flying about and stuff.
Because Gaz Connor said if that Hibs team had stayed together, they'd win the league. Would you
good
go?
Chance.
You think so?
I thought a good chance.
Wow, crazy, yeah.
And I thought, well, as I say, you've got Bruni playing every week, you had Tomo playing every week at Rangers, so Whitaker playing at Rangers. So they're the big clubs.
Definitely. You scored the penalty in the shootout against Sparta at Moscow. You feel pressure that night?
Mega pressure when you're not playing. Well, I think Strachan says to me, oh, I think it was maybe a goal in the last couple of minutes of that. Injury time. I couldn't get a goal. That's what it says, I'll go and get a goal. I was like, no problem, I've got about a minute to get one. Then felt like volleying the ball over the bar.
And what, straight after the game, you just said you're on a penalty date?
Aye, on the penalties. I say I'm confident in taking it, but it was, to be fair, 60,000 or whatever it was that night. It was nerve-wracking. Like, so obviously that was to put us through to the, what was it, to the group stages or
group
whatever.
State, and aye. That was the one Tommy jumped on. Aye. On the huddle, How was he? Were you good, Tommy?
Brilliant. Aye.
When Tommy, you were playing in that.
Brilliant guy. Brilliant laugh. Always looked out for a young ones. You'll ken yourself. Always had that helping hand. So, as I say, Tommy, aye, great guy.
At one point, Gordon Strachan said you were the best finisher at the club. That must have done your nothing.
Aye. Obviously, in my head, I thought I was probably the best. I'm always confident with shooting. I think I'll better with anybody, both feet-wise, all that. But, see, it's manager's choices, so... managers can say what they want, basically.
And would you go and say to them, if I'm the best finisher, why am I not playing up front now?
I probably did. Can't remember what it didn't, probably.
But, see, if you played a full season up front for Celtic, you think you could score 30 goals back then?
Easily.
Easily?
Aye.
Why, just because?
The amount of chances you get. Yeah. I think probably if you look back at Larson and all of that, I'd probably say Larson probably got about maybe 6-7 chances a game, probably, and he'd probably take at least two. I think I'm confident enough to take two chances out of maybe 6-7. shot. So, as I say, I think if you're playing at Celtic, you've got to at least been hitting 20 goals a season, no matter what type of player you are, the amount of chances you get.
I'll never know now, mate.
Nah.
So was there a tipping point that you thought, this is enough, I need to get back out?
Aye, I wanted to, as I say, I just wanted to get back playing football and non-reserve football, basically. So obviously I got the chance back when Hibs ended up signing me again.
So did you go to the manager and say you wanted to leave, or did he say to you time ago?
I can't actually remember.
No. But was that a no-brainer when you heard Hibs want to take you back?
Aye. Basically, I was just had enough. I wanted to just get out playing.
You regret that move to Celtic?
No. Just kind of regret a move going to Celtic. I mean, obviously, playing-wise, aye, but they're one of probably the biggest clubs in the world. Mm-hmm. Fan base, anyway, certainly.
So back to Edinburgh. Talk us through the 01 number selection.
It's actually funny. It was Big Nishy had number 10, so it was my big mate as well, and I just didn't want to, obviously, ask for the number 10 back. What I mean, Nishy, go and give that 10 back. It's mine. But no, as I say, the 01, I think the club basically come with that, obviously, a sort of wee publicity thing as well, mm-hmm. for selling strips and stuff, and obviously my name Riordan and that back to front, so...
Oh, fuck, so what is that? I just realised that now.
That was basically the whole thing with it.
How is Big Nishy? Is he a character?
Aye, Nishy's brilliant. Laid back as anything. Lovely big guy. Still speak to him, so...
Uh-huh, good. You managed to get back in Hibs, finished a top score in your first season. Was there a wee motivation there to prove Gordon Strachan?
Obviously, aye. I wanted to prove everybody, not just him. Myself probably as well, to show that I could do it. I think I come back probably the heaviest I've been in my life. I don't know if you remember when we went to Lennox Town, it was like basically just going to order what you wanted at food. Like,
food,
I used to probably
star,
steak and chips and the canny Iron Brew every day.
I remember that.
I had about 8 chins by the time I was sort of bombed out. So that's what was happened basically back to Hibs, and I was... loving it against you, playing every week and doing well, and I got back into the Scotland squad and that again, so just showed you I wanted to go out and done it, so I done it again.
But did your confidence take a knock with what happened at Celtic?
It probably did, aye. I think it probably affected most players, but as I say, I went back, finished top goal scorer, and I didn't think it was in that even that good a team, to be honest.
No, and
back in the Scotland squad, that was the other thing.
You remember getting called up?
It was Yogi, in fact. It was Yogi that got me.
Right, we'll come to Yogi in a minute. We can talk about that in a minute. Because Big Mixie was the manager at that time. Just want to know. Mm-hmm. He was a legend here, wasn't he?
Aye.
How was he as a manager?
Tough, like.
Was he tough on you? Or everyone?
Everybody. But as I say, I think you always need that. I think you need a manager that's tough. Mm-hmm. I think people that just get away with stuff and that, it doesn't help them, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think you need a bit... kick up the arse, to be honest.
So would he go off, he's not after games and stuff?
Aye, definitely, aye.
What's the worst you've seen him, can you remember?
Quite a few. He used to just go bananas and stuff, and I think he'd maybe flung a table or something. Like, no flung it, but like, mm-hmm. picked it and launched it, if you know what I mean.
He's a big guy, eh?
Aye, unit like.
Did you ever get it personally for him?
Probably, aye. Probably a lazy bastard or something.
Would you give him a bit back now?
Depends on the situation, probably, aye.
See, when you went back the second time, did you feel like more experienced and...
Aye. I felt alert, maybe a bit more defensive, I would probably say. As I say, I played probably left midfield.
So what, more defensive as in working back?
Aye. Uh-huh. I think I tried more harder at that.
Uh-huh. And did you find yourself being like a good help to the younger players as well?
I don't know if it was young ones breaking through then or that. I don't think there was maybe young ones in the team back then. Maybe Fletch. Uh-huh. Fletch was sort of just playing then. I think he got his move to Burnley then, I think. Uh-huh. Wee Jinky was getting in and out.
Would you help Fletch?
I would try, obviously. We just used to do finishing that. Uh-huh. But Fletcher's different. He's maybe a sort of hard-up player and uh-huh. a heeder.
So John Hughes called Mixu. I know you're a big fan of Yogi. Mm. How was he for you?
Aye, he was brilliant. Another big character again. It was bananas as well, so...
What sort of stuff would he do?
I remember when we were younger and that, he used to just turn the fucking lights off into the gym and that, and just start chucking you about like an empty trackie and that, in the buff.
Was that when he was a player?
Aye.
What about as a manager? Was he still as mad?
Aye, still aye, he's still wet bananas if you weren't doing your job or that, like. Mm-hmm. Which you should be anyway. Any manager should be like that if you're not doing your job.
He was passionate about Hibs, wasn't he? He was a big Hibs fan, eh?
I don't know if he is a Hibs fan.
No? I thought he was a big
Hibs
fan.
I don't know if he was
fan,
a Celtic fan.
I think he's maybe... It was a Celtic and Hibs.
I don't know if he was all Hibs. I don't know if he was all Hibs, but he's Fae Leaf, so it's Hibs here, obviously. So
what was so good about Yogi? Did he just give you loads of confidence?
Aye, he's a brilliant guy. I think from my point of view as a manager, I think you need to speak to players. Like, you can have a conversation with them and speak to them as normal. I thought Yogi was good at that. He speaks to you like a pal, basically. So then, obviously, if you weren't doing it right, and you need that kick up in the ass.
Uh-huh. One thing you didn't enjoy was his gym sessions, though.
Nah, that squatting and that, no for me. Like, got wee needle legs.
Wee corner flag legs. Did he join in the gym sessions?
I didn't think he did back then. I don't know if I had a problem with his back or whatever then.
Right. And did he bother that you wouldn't do the gym, or was he quite good at understanding?
Oh, I did do it.
But you just weren't very good at it?
Nah. Cheat it.
And did you like the way he played football? Your style of playing that?
Yogi preferred what I prefer, was a ball on the deck and passing and that. And we did. I don't know if I just didn't... maybe never got as long as I thought he would have, to be fair. I preferred the type of football. Then we started getting a good team, obviously Stokes and that coming. Liam Miller, obviously, who's not here as well now, so some brilliant players that were...
Qualified for Europe that year as well, eh?
Aye.
How good was that team, eh? Compared to maybe the first time you were here?
Aye. I wouldn't... Nah.
No near it?
No for me, no.
Nah.
Never near it.
The first team around much better, eh?
Aye. I would say so. But as I say, I think we got Europe and that, so that was good for us. Mm-hmm. Didn't last long, I don't think.
So you think it was harsh, Yogi's sacking?
I didn't think he maybe got long enough, because I thought we'd done all right. As I say, we got to Europe and that, and I don't know if it was the next season.
Started slowly, maybe.
Aye, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And then Colin Calderwood came in. What was your first thoughts when you heard he was getting the job?
Lovely guy. I liked him, aye. Brilliant guy. Really nice. I actually felt bad when he gave me captain. So obviously that was a brilliant thing for me, getting made captain in the derby and got sent off. So it was really a good signal. I think probably just the emotions got to me. So that's why probably better not being a captain.
Can you remember him telling you were going to be captain?
I think it was maybe the day before or something.
And what, really happy, proud?
I tried to be professional as I could and obviously... What everybody doing with that tackle and scatchel.
See the derbies, what was it that got you? Did you just get over emotional being a Hibs fan?
Aye, I think, as I say, I didn't like getting beat for anybody, if it's on the computer or whatever, mucking about, whatever. The derby games are the same. It's, as I say, it's with your pal. I've got with pals that are Hearts fans and that, so it's good just getting one up on them and that. So
What's your favourite derby?
Probably the favourite. My best moment's probably my first ever goal against Craig Gordon. My first ever goal against Hearts. Cut inside for about 30 yards and smoked it in the top bin.
Easter Road or
thank you? Aye, Easter Road.
Were your family and pals here?
Aye. I must have weighed about 8 stone. I was that skinny.
I actually remember that goal, huh?
And obviously winning. I think I scored the penalty at Tynecastle. And fans try to get on and attack me, basically.
You're one of their favourite Hearts fans, eh?
Nah, as I say, it's...
Did you enjoy that? See that banner? You went to the fans. Did you enjoy that?
Aye.
What about players-wise, playing against in the derbies? Who was the one that you always wind each other up?
To be honest, I hated Scatchell, eh?
Did you?
Actually, hated him.
How come?
Just horrible.
What, like kick you-wise or just always give you a bit?
I don't know. I just think it probably was because he was a good player for Hearts then. He was a brilliant player, to be fair. I mean, Hearts had a good team back then and had Paul Hartley and that as well, and they were always big physical side, Hearts back then. But as I say, I didn't like...
What about defenders-wise? Would Lee Wallace you'd be up against?
No, I think the right back would have been Robbie Nielsen, I think.
Oof.
And it was Elvis Webster and Berra were the sort of centre halves.
Proper men then.
Wallace, aye, they were all big laddies like. But I used to always have Robbie Nielsen on toast. I loved playing against him. I don't know if he just wasn't dirty enough.
Right.
I loved when you didn't get a dirty player or that playing against you. It was brilliant.
Uh-huh. What about the hardest player you played against then? SPL.
I would say.
Who was one that was tough to play against?
Best player, defendery wise. I mean, you had Big Bobo. I mean, absolute
big
unit.
Big studs in training.
Aye, that's what I mean. Big unit, nicest guy ever, but hard to get past him. And probably Amoruso at Rangers.
Good, was he? Uh-huh.
Rapid, uh-huh. Strong as anything.
Okay, there you go. How do you reflect on your second stint with Hibs?
No, as good as what I wanted it to be, obviously.
Why no?
I just think we've never done much. I mean, we only... What was it? We've got basically a Europe place. That was it, I think. I think the team was getting... When I left, the team was getting worse, I thought. So I just thought it was maybe a... time for change again.
You're a legend here though. How good have the fans been with you?
The fans are brilliant. As I say, it's because I'm probably Tibbs die hard all my day, so the fans were, I've always been brilliant here. I mean, even Celtic fans were brilliant with me. So as I say, it's here, it's just brilliant to play for Hibs when you're a young laddie.
But you maybe wish you'd won one more.
Aye, that's probably my downfall. I never won anything with Hibs. Uh-huh. Which I wish I did.
Did see when you seen them winning like the Scottish in the League Cup, does it kind of hurt?
Oh, that was the best day of my life, that Scottish Cup.
Was
what a day that was. I was out for 2 days. I was, oh, yeah. Literally was.
Aye. Did you go to the game?
Aye.
You went to the game, did you? Mm-hmm. And then went out for 2 days.
Couldn't see for the next 2 days. Aye, what a day that was. Uh-huh. Best ever, probably best ever day of my life, football-wise. Never got a better day than that.
And see when they won the League Cup, where were you then? Was it Livingston they beat in the
final? I was at Hibs. Sorry, was it Celtic?
Was it hard watching that?
Aye. I mean, I think they won it easily, didn't they? Was it
5-1
or something? 5-0
or something,
aye. They won that quite easily, so... Aye, that's probably the thing that I've... is no winning nothing with Hibs.
Uh-huh. But all the goals make up for that, mate.
Aye.
What, how many was it?
Like 100-odd goals or something, so...
Brilliant. Great times, right. Now, if I was going to pick one guy not to go to China, it'd be you. How did that come about?
Well, to be fair, I think it was supposed to be signing with Swansea.
Right.
And Derby were there as well. I think we played Aberdeen the last game of the season. And Derby were there to watch me. And I think then I scored that day anyway. We got beat 2-1. Wee boy, what's his name? He ended up signing with him. He played that day and scored.
Aberdeen?
Aye. Oh God, what's his name?
Went to Derby, did you say?
Johnny
Russell?
No, it's at Sunderland.
Sunderland? Oh, Chris Maguire?
That's who it was. Right. I think he ended up signing with Derby.
Right.
So I was getting told I was signing with Swansea anyway. So I'm sorry to delay. I think it was the day they had the playoffs.
Right.
So they needed to go through, basically. It was the one to go through to the Premier League or
whatever. Brendan Rodgers?
What's his name?
Martinez.
Is it Brendan Rodgers?
Celtic manager.
Aye, Brendan Rodgers. Aye. Aye, sorry. Aye, that's who was the manager then.
Right.
So as far as I knew, agent-wise and that, says, aye, sorted in that, we're sorted after the playoff. Uh-huh. So I'm obviously cheering like mad on.
Sounds like you got.
Aye, and basically, it didn't come to.
Do you know why now?
Nah, just like never got back in touch or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's maybe because they've ended up going through whatever to them. But, and I remember just playing golf for a wee while, and I eventually got a phone call from an agent saying, do you want to go to China, basically? Fucking China. So I did basically then.
Why? Just because the money was really good.
So I had to negotiate it first. It was actually myself that done it. The agent basically never even done it, which I'm sort of raging about anyway. But we ended up signing with them. which it was terrible anyway. How to come? Be honest, just everything about it. I mean, I was starving for a start. Choking you, the food was horrific. Absolute scandalous food.
Nairn Brown steaks. Now.
My first, I'll be honest with you, my first bit of food was chicken fried rice. That's what I ordered, right? Well, I swear to God, when I got there, it was like a big plate of chicken. A big plate of chicken and a big plate of rice. But the chicken was literally running about. I swear to God, it was disgusting.
No salt and sauce, nah?
It was minging, mate. I'm not just saying that. We took us for a team night out. So we went to, I'm thinking, a team night out, Barry. So, I'm starving, obviously, because the food wasn't good. Me and the boy, Fabio, he was starving and that as well, didn't like the food and that. We had to just basically eat plain pasta with a tomato sauce that he used to get ordered for his man, that with Parmesan cheese.
Right.
So it wasn't westernised where we were, and go at team night out. Took us, I'm starving obviously, starving. So's Fabio. Takes us to the thing, we're going into a swimming pool. So we're in the swimming pool.
For a night out?
For a night out. For a night out. We're in the buff. Took us to a swimming pool in the buff, like, just guys. We had a Tadger out, come what I mean then.
So why?
In a cold swimming pool for a night out.
No chance.
Fuck's this. Aye, honestly then. So basically, don't know what it was. That was our team night out. And we didn't even get anything to eat or that after it.
No drink or nothing there?
Nah, nothing. Team night out was a swimming pool in the buff.
Could you speak to them now? I could understand English.
I only got home with Fabio, could speak English a wee bit, and the Brazilian boy, a couple of Serbians, but.
Where did you stay?
We stayed in like a we had a penthouse. Both of us lived next door to each other.
Right.
But it was mental, mate. Absolutely.
How was the football?
Terrible.
Standard terrible. Eh?
Really terrible. Really terrible.
The
grass was probably about that long and that. I swear to God. And we played like a league game, obviously, and there was puddles that you just played in it, basically, if you know what I mean. Uh-huh. Massive puddles and that. So I've ended up getting like my toenail was basically all fungal, basically. Right. So my toenail was all swollen and that. Uh-huh. So basically they've ripped my toenail off about five jags or something. Basically cause you all this water and that.
Right, uh-huh.
It's disgusting, but no physios or that. It was just the acupuncture.
Oh,
that's what I used to give me. If you were injured, you would just get acupuncture. Nothing else. Hot acupuncture.
So you couldn't get a laugh at that with the boys?
Nothing like that. Nah, it was just totally different. I mean, China sort of got better, I think. I think they tried to sign Lampard when he had just left Chelsea then.
Right.
But obviously on scary money, he didn't go or that. Then Drogba and that started joining in with China and that. And I think it got a bit better now because obviously they've got Sky Sports and all of that now. But when I first sort of joined, it was horrific, like.
So with the manager, could you understand his instructions?
We had three managers in 5 months.
Just sacked?
Aye, just sacked. Uh-huh. We were sitting second and the boy got sacked. Then we got a fucking Serbian warlord or something.
Hardort?
Oh my God. Aye.
Well, horrific. Like an army camp, huh?
Just used to scream at me, like, just screaming at me. I couldn't even understand what he was saying. And we had, like, obviously a Chinese boy that done the...
Translating?
Aye, for me. Uh-huh. Basically, and... it was just terrible. Uh-huh. Then we got a Chinese boy. He joined after about a month. He got bombed out the road. We got a Chinese guy. Signed with him, and I ended up leaving after about 5 months.
Uh-huh. How come? Just too much?
Nah, just terrible. Uh-huh. Really bad.
Were you homesick?
Probably aye. I think I got a 2 weeks fine for being a day's late, which it takes you about a day's
to get it.
Aye. So I got 2 weeks wages for it.
Uh-huh. You regret going over there?
Aye, it was rubbish to be fair, like. Uh-huh. I've got to say that.
And it puts you at the shop window, okay.
Yeah, it was just rubbish then. I think I ended up signing with, I could have signed with Brentford, that's who it was.
Right.
Owned decent money. It was Yvie Rossler, I think, was the manager. That's who was the manager then. And I just had enough. I just wanted to go back with the Bairn and chill out a bit in the house for a wee bit. Then eventually signed with Bristol Rovers.
Mm-hmm. And how was that? Good?
Aye, it was good. I think Clarkie and that was a...
Oh, David Clarkie, that is a few Scottish boys. Jamie McAllister?
Aye. No.
Left back?
Aye. Aye, is it McAllister? No, he was Bristol...
He was Rovers.
It was the other one though. The left back, Jim.
Oh, Jim Patterson.
Jim Patterson. He was a left back. So, and Gary Kenneth.
Oh, Big Gaz was there. He was there.
But, it was good. I enjoyed it down at Bristol. Nice place in that as well. I didn't mind it there. You would have been.
I played against Swindon.
Aye.
Good club. And then just to finish off your hometown team as well, Edinburgh City. How was that?
Edinburgh City. Aye, it was all right. As I say, it was. I think I only played about 6-7 games. Scored maybe 5 goals or something. So I done all right, but you know, obviously I ended up playing with my pals
and
that.
And why do you think you never played at the highest level for longer? Just bad decisions, maybe?
I don't know. Because
you definitely had the ability, didn't you?
It's just to say it's probably. I mean, people say you could have played well, but I'm happy. I've played with Hibs, so. Played with Scotland.
Celtic.
Aye.
Great career.
So, I'm happy enough to have done that. There's not very many people that were probably fame a bit that's done that.
And your pals with Tommy Gravison as well, aren't you?
Pals with Tommy G, aye.
Deeks, pleasure. Thanks very much, mate.
No problem.
Cheers.
Perfect.